Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. We have a lot to celebrate on this edition of the program as we remember some of the greats of jazz, including a very special focus on the woman they called Lady Day. Dee Dee Bridgewater and Nina Freelon remember Billie Holiday. Yes, the great vocalists active today, Dee Dee Bridgewater and Nina Freelon, have both done major projects saluting Billie Holiday. We'll talk to them about Billie Holiday and her incredible talent and legacy and hear that music in the next couple of hours here on VOA's Jazz America. But we have some other business to take care of before we begin that, and that is to remember one of the greats of jazz who just passed away. Buddy DeFranco, the tall, good-looking clarinet master, died at the age of 91 years old on the day before Christmas, the 24th of December. What a musical legacy did this unique musician leave for us. Now, he began playing musical instruments when his age was only in single digits. He picked up his first instrument when he was about 5 or 6 years old, and that was a mandolin, and then later on picked up the saxophone and the clarinet. And by all accounts, the clarinet is as difficult an instrument to play and certainly to master as any in the repertoire of musical instruments that anyone could choose from. Now, in addition to that, Buddy DeFranco was playing in the big bands and, as a clarinetist, maybe going to take over the top of the heap that Artie Shaw and Benny Goodman had been standing on. Well, instead, here came the small groups and bebop and blew away this big swing band era. He picked up bebop and played with incredible facility the clarinet like no one had before and probably no one has since. I want to give you a taste right now of some of his small group work from later in his career, from 1999, and a trio album with Dave McKenna on piano and Joe Cohn, the album called Do Nothing Till You Hear From Us. Listen to Buddy DeFranco playing like crazy on his clarinet on his own composition, Skinnin' Rabbits. And we remember him, gone at the age of 91, to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. We certainly began this edition of VOA's Jazz America with some fire and a bang, wouldn't you agree? What great uplifting music from George Duke, the song Hot Fire from his album Reach for It, and Buddy DeFranco preceding that with Skinnin' Rabbits from his 1999 release Do Nothing Till You Hear From Us. I wanted to play you some George Duke music because on the 12th of January, he would have been 69 years old. He passed away at 67 back in 2013. So we remember two of the greats of jazz with lots of fire in their playing from different eras and from different times in jazz history, but certainly with equal talent and both equally missed at this point in history, Buddy DeFranco and George Duke. And now it's time to remember another of the greats of jazz history who passed away far too young, Eleonora Fagan, also known as Billie Holiday. And two of the greats of jazz today, Dee Dee Bridgewater and Nina Freelon, have paid homage to her with past projects. Dee Dee Bridgewater joins us first to talk about Billie Holiday. She's not only recorded her music on albums, but also has portrayed Billie Holiday on stage in Europe and the United States in the play Lady Day. Let's talk to Dee Dee Bridgewater now and hear her interpretation of Billie Holiday music here on VOA's Jazz America. The great Dee Dee Bridgewater spent some time with me on Broadway before the production of Lady Day, her celebration of Billie Holiday on stage, hit the stages in New York City in October of 2013.
I don't know that I wouldn't have been different. from Billy had I been born in that era.
Yeah, she would fight. She would, you know, she was, from what I heard. I mean, she just, you know, if she didn't like the way something was going on.
Yeah, but she was a street urchin. You know, she was taken away from her mommy at 10. She was a street urchin.
Wow.
You know, she didn't have any fear of you know, somebody came to this to a rehearsal and said that they had heard a story about some sailor, something coming up to her on 52nd Street and saying something after her show, and she just knocked this guy out.
That's the story I heard.
So yes. Here is a woman that we see from photographs, and we see her elegance.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had, and I think she was born with this sense of class, but who was just in the street and like a tomboy.
Well, when you're making music, though, don't you kind of shut out the world and just your soul takes over? And maybe that's what happened with her, too. She knew the world was rough and rude, but she brought great beauty to the world and presented it through her voice, through her soul, through her face, through her body. I've seen you do that exact same thing, too, no matter what's going on out there.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Everything goes away when I'm singing. Everything, I'm sure, went away for Billy when she was singing. I think it was the music that kept her alive as long as as she was. I don't know. I'm really starting to rethink. I have just been told recently about a documentary that was presented on the BBC where the people that did the research on that particular documentary found some evidence that she may have been killed and did not overdose, that it was a murder.
Wow.
Okay. So I'm hoping I can find that, because if that is true, that gives us a whole other layer to put on that.
So sad, wants the world to know just what the blues is all about. Lady sings the blues, she tells her side, nothing to hide. Now the world will know just what the blues is all about. Well, the blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart when you get a bad start, when you and your man have to part. I ain't gonna sit around and cry no more. I know I won't die because I love him more. Lady sings the blues, she's got them bad, she feels so sad. And now the world will know she's never gonna sing them no more. Lady sings the blues no more, yeah, yeah. Lady sings the blues no more. Lady sings the blues no more. Lady sings no blues no more. No more, no more. Jo da 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 da. No more, da 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 da. No more, da 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 da. No more, da 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 da. No more, no more. Lady sings the blues no more.
One of the absolute signature songs of Billie Holiday and Dee Dee Bridgewater's homage to her, Lady Sings the Blues, from Dee Dee Bridgewater's wonderful work, Eleanora Fagan, 1915 to 1959, to Billie with Love. Now, let's enjoy the music of another artist who has told me that Billie Holiday was a major influence on his music. He's trumpeter Dave Douglas. And from his album Keystone with the band of the same name, enjoy a piece entitled Butterfly Effect and conjure the spirit of Billie Holiday, if you will, as you listen. On Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. You see, not only vocalists have been affected by Billie Holiday, her spirit and her style, but also instrumentalists like trumpeter Dave Douglas. Hope you enjoyed that music from him. And as he has mentioned to me before, I mentioned to you, inspired by the soul and spirit and musicality of Billie Holiday. More of our salute to Billie Holiday coming up. Nina Freeland will be joining us soon. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, which reads as follows. Love your program. That's the subject line. Hello there. My name is Ledet Fasil Awietu from Ethiopia. And I just want to say my little appreciation because I love your program. I think it's very much entertaining. Keep up the good work. Best wishes, Ledet Fasil. Well, thank you so much for your kind message, and I wish you a very happy 2015. And want to give you a little gift for the new year. How about a little bit of jazz history? It just so happens that this week, two of the greats of jazz history when it comes to playing the drums, Kenny Clarke and Max Roach, were both born, both celebrating birthdays within a couple of days of one another. Let's enjoy some of the work of Max Roach, who was one of the innovators of the style of jazz known as bebop. He played with all the greats, from Charlie Parker to Dizzy Gillespie to Miles Davis and John Coltrane. And here he is from 1949 with Charlie Parker on the song entitled Passport to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. classic bebop from 1949 to modern bebop style from 2014. That is Duane Eubanks of the very prolific Eubanks family. He, the trumpeter in the family, and his brothers play trombone and guitar and many other instruments too. A family band. That's Duane Eubanks from his new release with his quintet titled Things of That Particular Nature, and the song entitled Purple, Blue, and Red. Now, time to turn once again to conversation that I enjoyed not long ago with the great vocalist Nina Freelon. She had just released her salute to Billie Holiday, Sketches of Billie Holiday, and I had a chance to sit and chat with her about that. We'll hear some of that music following the conversation here on VOA's Jazz America. Nina Freelon is here visiting with us, performing at Jazz at Lincoln Center here in New York City. And we were looking out the window at Central Park, and I was saying, well, looks like we're not in Durham anymore.
That's right. This is a fabulous address for this music.
I want to welcome you to New York. I want to congratulate you on a beautiful, dynamic peak in your career with your new release, Blueprint of a Lady, Sketches of Billie Holiday.
Thank you.
You know, the first thing as I listened to it, I thought, well, here she goes again. The great arranger comes through. This is, you're not just a singer, and everybody knows this at this point in history. You've gotten Grammy nominations for your arranging work, and your composing is fabulous. You compose new songs. And I thought, well, this is not the singer with the gardenia in her hair, just kind of imagining herself as Billie Holiday. This is a whole different animal, isn't it?
Yes. Blueprint of a Lady. I really wanted to take a page from Lady Day's book, her independence, her willingness to risk things. And I think we forget when we love these people from the past, we forget that they weren't, all of them weren't loved when they were young and when they were alive. She took a lot of criticism. You sing too slow, too behind the beat, you know, too different. You know, she had a very different kind of voice, but she never wavered. Mm. And before she invented herself, there was no such thing as a Billie Holiday. She's a very bold soul to be able to go against the tide of popularity to create a new thing and then to become the standard by which we judge jazz singers. She went to a well called American Popular Song. And she dipped down in that well along with many, many other singers. And she pulled out a tune like Just One of Those Things or What a Little Moonlight Can Do or Lover Man. She pulled those out. And since her going to the well and pulling out these songs, there have been hundreds of singers who've gone to the same well mm-hmm. and pulled out the same tunes and done their thing with it. I was curious, is there enough in the bottom of this well after the hundreds of singers who have gone to the same body of material? Is there anything left that I can say without totally transforming it into something that doesn't resemble the tune at all anymore? I mean, how can I? I wanted to go to the same well and dip in the same well that she dipped in and just to see if there was anything in there left for me. And that's really what it was about for me, because I could have written all brand new music. I could have written totally original tunes, which would have been cool, but I was trying to find some common ground between she and I. What you hear are two artists going to the same place and pulling out something different.
Boy, that's beautifully stated. That answers the question, any question I could have about how you addressed all of this.
Not the part, but the whole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. revelries of this could be so sad. With bloom everywhere, I sit and I stare. I know that I'll soon go mad in my solitude. I'm praying, dear Lord above, send me back my love.
I thought you might enjoy a comparison between the classic sound of Billie Holiday from 1941, the song Solitude, Talk About Lady Sings the Blues, with Eddie Haywood and his orchestra. And preceding that, a blending of reggae and classic American songbook style with Nina Freelon and her reggae-flavored version of All of Me, a song that Billie Holiday made famous years ago. Well, since Jelly Roll Morton coined the phrase the Latin tinge, indicating that Latin music and jazz were always going to be part of one another over the decades, and he was right, here is some of the latest version of Latin jazz. It's Manuel Valera and the New Cuban Express from the new release In Motion. The song is Mirrors on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Thank you. Manuel Valera and New Cuban Express, the new sound of Latin jazz for the 21st century. More of our salute to Billie Holiday coming up next hour on Jazz America.